Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We wanted to reach out to the Minneapolis Chamber of Commerce. Luckily, we were able to track down Jonathan Weinhagen, and he joins us now. Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, good afternoon, Paul. How are you doing?
Doing great. Are we overreacting here in the media as we are so wont to do? Is this an aberration, a fluke? Are you hearing from other businesses in Minneapolis about concerns when it comes to crime, violent crime?
You know, I don't know that that it's a fluke. I certainly hear from other businesses generally. I mean, public safety is absolutely a business issue. And when it elevates to the level of gun violence or violent crime, I think we have a heightened awareness around it.
Okay, that makes sense. So you haven't been answering your phone today at the Minneapolis Regional Chamber fielding other calls from business owners who are concerned?
Certainly not an insurgence. You know, a little bit of an uptick in volume of phone calls from folks who want to know what's going on, what are the interventions, and does this feel like a fluke or is this more of a trend? And what I can tell you, as we look and we track crime statistics and partner with the city and the mayor's office very closely, you know, this is a little bit of a difference from the trends we've been seeing over the course of, you know, this past year. Violent crime in Minneapolis is down about 21% year to day, the most significant drop that we've seen since 2011. You know, the number of shooting victims is down 13%. We're seeing, you know, even greater decreases in North Minneapolis, where the concentration of violence occurred over the weekend. So a little bit of an anomaly compared to the trends we've been seeing, but certainly unsettling as we think about the activity that occurred over the weekend.
Jonathan, what do you tell people, business owners, employees, anyone, when it comes to safety and taking steps to increase your safety margins, just common sense stuff, but what do you tell people publicly and maybe privately? What is the best thing to do if you have a business and you want to do everything in your power to protect your employees, your staff, and also patrons?
And I think that's a good question, because, you know, keeping employees and patrons, you know, safe, not just feeling safe, but being safe is critical. It's critical to our economic activity, to bringing people downtown and into the warehouse district and into North Minneapolis. And so part of it is that we are collectively as a community coming together to work on this. There are certainly some tactical things you can do to think about, you know, ensuring that, you know, as you're opening and closing your business, you're vigilant and protecting your employees and patrons. But I think the broader effort is the work that we do together in community and in supporting the city and the police department to achieve the interventions necessary to address what really is a national crisis around gun violence and violent crime.
To your point about the statistics, 161 people have been shot in Minneapolis as of last week. That's a 13% decrease from 191 gunshot victims last year. These are police statistics. And as you pointed out, homicides down about 29%. Year to year. That tally does not capture what happened this past weekend. So even though the trends are going in the right direction, when there is a flare up in violence, when there is an unfortunate incident, it tends to make news. It heightens awareness and that sense of fear and trepidation that many people feel. And I, you know, that's just natural for people to feel that fear. But sometimes I worry, you know, are we helping to fuel those fears? You want to keep everything in check and not panic. And yet it does pay to be aware, you know, that old adage, nothing good happens after midnight. Something to be said about that, right? I mean, obviously your threat is going to go up if you're out at 1, 2, 3 in the morning. Just common sense, stuff your mother taught you when you were 5, right?
Absolutely. We certainly see an increase in activity in the evening hours. We always see an uptick over the the summer months that kind of flattens out as we head into the winter. I continue to point to a lot of the really good work and interventions that have taken place over the last year and years before that. And this year to date, 50% increase in the number of gun recoveries, so guns that the Minneapolis Police Department is taking off the streets. Group violence intervention, new ways to address violent activity and how we respond to that activity. And then, you know, a mayor and a police chief who are, you know, I would tell you, you know, incredibly committed to addressing this head on. You know, the mayor says this is unacceptable. We share that. And he is, you know, leading with actions. The budget that he put forward just a month ago moves 8 sworn officers back onto the street, freeing up more, you know, eyes and ears, you know, hitting the beat and trying to address these issues and solve for, you know, some of the precincts where we're seeing flare-ups like this.
Okay, we want to take some calls from listeners or text messages, whatever's more convenient. 651-989-9226. That's 651-989-9226. Have you had an incident? What do you suggest, other common sense things to lower the risk of becoming a victim? You can also text us 81807. Jonathan, before I let you go, you have 30 seconds to give your elevator pitch. Why Minneapolis is the best city to locate your business. What do you tell people who inquire from St. Louis or Chicago or Charlotte? Give me your best pitch right now.
Yeah, I mean, we always lead with, you know, quality of life, access to a highly educated workforce are, you know, two of the things that for us sell themselves. So we get people here for a day and they stay for a lifetime. We make that pitch every single day. For the city of Minneapolis and the Minneapolis-St. Paul region.
And you don't talk much about January, right?
Oh, we let them discover January and all of the wonderful things that come with our winter season and a plethora of outdoor activities and engagements.
So that old adage, and I don't know if it's urban legend, it's the hardest place to get Fortune 500 executives to move to, and then it's the hardest place to get them to leave, right? I mean, once they're here and they discover, hey, the winters, you know, you come up with coping skills. It's not that bad. But there's some truth to that, right?
And that's for talent generally. We are the number one market at retaining talent. Once we get folks here, they never, ever leave. Great, great schools, great parks, lakes, rivers. Again, that quality of life is second to none. And we'll take that to the bank every single day.
Amen. Jonathan Weinhagen, President, CEO of the Minneapolis Regional Chamber. Thank you for weighing in. I really appreciate your perspective on this, and I hope our listeners do too. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thanks for the time, Paul.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.